Good morning, Carroll County. This is Commissioner Ed Rothstein, and I have the opportunity and honor to give this week's podcast. There's a few things I'd like to share. One is wishing that everyone has already had a very happy and healthy Thanksgiving, staying with family, friends. I had the opportunity, being a proud Lion, being a part of the Freedom Lions Club, to partner with the Leos Club, which are kids coming out of Liberty High School and Century High School, volunteering their time with us, the Freedom Lions Club, and we gave out 42 turkey baskets to folks in the community down in the Freedom District. It is sometimes sad to think that folks need, you know, food to have a healthy Thanksgiving, but then on the same side, we just live in such an awesome community that we're willing to step up and give, and that's exactly the way I felt is, you know, it was an opportunity to share, opportunity to give, and wishing all those that we gave to and all of others a very happy Thanksgiving. The other thing during this holiday season time, in between Thanksgiving and Christmas slash Hanukkah, as a matter of fact, Hanukkah first night is on December 25th as well, there's ebbs and flows, and we've got to recognize that in ourselves and our family members, our friends, our neighbors. And if you see something, call someone. If there's something that's just a little off because of these ebbs and flows, then let's, you know, own up to it and take charge and watch out for each other. It definitely should be a festive, healthy, happy opportunity to celebrate Christmas or Hanukkah or just the season as a whole. But also there are times where it's challenging. It gets dark by 4:35 o'clock now. So that also adds to it. It's cold out this week. Hopefully it'll warm up in the next couple weeks. But just saying, look out for each other. And really, this will be my last podcast for this year to have a very healthy and happy and very Merry Christmas and Happy Hanukkah and all the holidays you do celebrate. Another way to celebrate this season is an event called Wreaths Across America. Wreaths Across America is a national event that occurs every year on a Saturday, and this year it is on December 14th, and across the United States it starts at 12 o'clock in the afternoon. It's the time when you see in Arlington Cemetery all of the wreaths during the holiday season. They were put down there during Wreaths Across America. We have 47 cemeteries that participate in Carroll County with Wreaths Across America. And, you know, a huge shout out to Babylon Vault and all the volunteers that, one, got the wreaths delivered, packaged the wreaths, put them in good order, and are delivering them to the cemeteries. To all the volunteers at all the cemeteries, I will be at Lakeview Memorial Park in between the bridges in Eldersburg. And there's about 1,100 veterans interred in that memorial park. It's the first year we're doing it. Thank you to my fellow American Legionnaires for requesting to do this and getting the approval to be the latest in Carroll County. There's also going to be one in Sykesville on Spout Hill. We started last year. But all across Carroll County, where, again, all of my colleagues will be participating. You can only go to one because it all starts at 12 o'clock. If you have the opportunity, it is just a great event, honoring and humbling and recognizing our veterans that have been interred in our county, in our communities. So definitely a great opportunity to attend. On a completely different note, and typically I think I would have started with this and ended with the rest, but I'm just looking down at my notes. I just want to talk a minute about power lines and the MPRP and the challenges we have with the power lines. PSE&G, the New Jersey firm that won the contract to put in the power lines in place across Maryland, they reached out to me and I've shared with my colleagues everything that was said. And two things that Intergovernmental Point of Contact with PSE&G shared was that PJM, which is the organization that looks at the entire grid, the 14 states that requested this project to be done, have recommended two changes that they're taking to their board of directors. The first change is that instead of being in place by summer of 2027, it is to be now put in place by 2029. So 2 more years from 2027 to 2029. The second major change is that it being the power lines, were going through Baltimore County, Carroll County, Frederick County to a substation, and then from Frederick County substation into Northern Virginia. Now, they're saying the power lines are going to go through the 3 counties without stopping in Frederick County at the substation. So in other words, it gives me less reason to believe we Marylanders and Carroll County community will receive anything from this from happening. Had the opportunity to speak to the governor and the administration. He has requested to have meetings with the leadership of PSE&G and PJM. So I appreciate his reaching out to us, and it was in line with what PSE&G also shared with me. The slide deck should be on our county page. I know it's on the PJM page, and you can find it, but for the latest. But again, it's 2029, not 2027, and that the power lines go directly through Maryland, and then they don't stop in Frederick County and then into Virginia. So those are like the 2 major changes that are happening. Next week, myself and a couple of my colleagues will be going to MACO, the Maryland Association Counties Winter Conference, where I will meet colleagues from across Maryland and the other jurisdictions to share ideas and challenges that we have, whether it be putting solar in place and what are the state legislative priorities and guidance that we expect to be coming down, how we're going to work together and how we do work together across Maryland, county to county, in addressing some of the highlighted priorities that we have, like blueprint, like solar, like the power lines that we're going to have to deal with. I do look forward to going. It's always a good event, down to the Maryland Association of Counties Winter Conference. Soon after that, I will do my best in putting together some notes and sharing them with you on activities that's been happening. I recently had a town hall a few weeks ago. I appreciate all that were in attendance, both in the morning and evening events. I look forward to having another one. Probably will not occur till either late January, early February, but I will try to give you as much advance notice as possible. As always, you can reach out to me anytime via email or text or call at 443-569-9861. Again, wishing you a very Merry Christmas, Happy Hanukkah, and holiday season. This is Commissioner Ed Rothstein, and as always, life is good. Thanks.